Join me today as I try an Australian burger for the very first time. I got quite a few comments recommending this video, so I'm gonna put some of those up on the screen right now. I'm excited to make this video. I love burgers, and I heard Australian burgers are great, but I'm gonna find out right now. I'm gonna head inside and place my order. There's quite a few different burger options on the menu, but I think I'm gonna go with hamburger with the lot. A lot of people told me to get the lot. The lot here is bacon, egg, and cheese. Could I please get one of the hamburgers with the lot? And then I'm also going to add pineapple to that if that's okay. Could I please get one of the chips, one potato scallop, and one of the mini dim sums plates? And then also I'm going to grab a drink really quick.
$26.50
altogether, thanks. Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. C7 Seafood customers only? Well, that's me. I forgot to get it on camera, but I did make sure to ask if they could put some chicken salt and vinegar on the chips this time. I don't know if it's normal to have beetroot on the burgers here in Australia, but there wasn't an option for beetroot on this menu. But besides that, should have everything else on it. I added the lot, added pineapple. I've got a potato scallop, I've got a mini dim sum. I've never tried any of these things, so I'm super excited to try them. Shouldn't take too long and then they'll be done. They're cooking it fresh right now, I can hear it. I guess while I wait for them to cook all that, I can try this solo. Some people did recommend the zero sugar one. They said it tastes the same, but they didn't have the zero sugar option here, so I just went for the original. I've never tried this original lemon. 5% crushed lemons. It must just be a lemon fizzy drink. Nice and cold. This is really good. Super sweet, a little sour from the lemon too. Well, I've never tasted any fizzy drink like this. This tastes like American lemonade, but in a fizzy drink version. And it's got a good carbonation to it too. I really like very fizzy drinks. This might be the best fizzy drink I've had in a while. I'm quite surprised by this fizzy drink. Thank you to all of you who recommended this. I'm gonna go ahead and give the solo a 9 out of 10. I've definitely gotta get this again. They actually just brought the food out to me. I was standing up taking pictures, trying to get something for the thumbnail. Ready extremely fast. This burger is super heavy. By the way, the solo was $3.50. I've gotta try the hamburger with the lot first. So the hamburger with the lot was $12.50, then it was additional $1.50 to add the pineapple slice to it. But I'm pretty sure that's normally part of the work setup or the lot. So I had to get it like that. Oh, this burger is massive, I can already tell. So much food on here. Oh, it does also have the beetroot. The menu just doesn't say that, must be standard. I wanna get a big bite into this. This looks like the best burger I've seen in a while. Definitely gotta give it another bite. I didn't get a bite of the pineapple yet. I'm still two bites in. This burger is just so big. I was not expecting it to be this huge. It looks like there's so many ingredients in here. They got lettuce, tomato, beetroot, fried egg, bacon on top, some type of sauce in here, fried onion, the pineapple slice, the beef patty. This really just exceeded my expectations already. Wow, that was my first big bite into this burger and I got all the flavors in my mouth at once and this is great. Now, opposed to the burger I tried in New Zealand, the beetroot on here is just one big slice, like a canned beetroot, which I heard is the way they have to make it if they make it right, so this place definitely makes it right. In New Zealand, it was always shredded beetroot that I got. I'm just so surprised by the quality and freshness of this burger. I think you can go to any takeaway place in Australia and get something like this. All the flavors on this just combine perfectly, melt in your mouth, super soft and juicy beef patty. I don't know what type of sauce is on here. I don't think it's tomato sauce. It looks a little bit brown, but it goes extremely well with this too. I've got to give the Australian burger with the lot a 8.5 out of 10. It's definitely not the best burger I've ever had, but it's up there with some of the best. If you wanna see me try a really good burger, after this video, go watch the one where I was in China trying American food in China. Now, I've got a huge plate of chips. So oily, so fresh looking. Well, not oily, it's vinegar. So I've got a huge plate of chips. The chips were $5. The mini dim sum was $2, and the potato scallop was also $2. The potato scallop says homemade on the menu, so I don't know if they're normally not, but this one definitely is. This potato scallop looks really big. I've never tried the potato scallop or the mini dim sum. They're definitely classic Australian fare from what I've heard. We'll go ahead and try the potato scallop first though. Oh, so good. Definitely can taste the chicken salt on here from the chips sitting on top. I think they probably just poured it on everything actually. This is so good. So fresh and crunchy and has soft potato in the middle. I've never seen anything like this until now, but it tastes exactly how I imagined it would before I picked it up and bit it. Gotta be careful so I don't burn my mouth, but I like crunchy and this is perfect. So crunchy around the edges. Lots of chicken salt on here. I didn't need to ask for extra, so that's perfect. I was thinking about it, but then I'm like, let me see how much they put on here first. Hot. I'm pretty impressed by this Australian food. I'm going to have to give the potato scallop an 8 out of 10. Super good, super crunchy, super soft on the inside. This is my first one ever. Do all potato scallops look like this? Is this just how they generally look, or do they all vary from shop to shop? Let me know. Now I'm gonna try this mini dim sum. I don't know which end you're supposed to eat it from first, but to me it looks pretty crazy if you eat it from this end, so I'm going to eat it from the top. Looks like it has some type of beef or meat filling. This is similar to Chinese dim sum, but it's not to be confused. This is an Australian dim sum. Oh my gosh, so hot. I think it's actually pork in here. Pork and cabbage, it looks like. Super hot. I burned my mouth on it when I bit into it, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. The meat in this is extremely soft, juicy, and a little bit of crunchy from that cabbage that's in there. It's definitely minced meat that they mix in, kind of just like a Chinese bun or Chinese dumpling meat. Pretty good. I like how it's like deep fried. You can see the crunchy coating on here. I wonder if the large ones taste a lot different than the mini ones, or if they're about the same, just bigger. Do you all normally eat that with soy sauce, or what do you put on your dim sum? It's not as good as the potato scallop. It's still good though, but for that reason, I'm going to have to give it a 7 out of 10. Now I gotta try some of these chips with the chicken salt and vinegar on them this time. These chips also look massive. Not as crunchy as the last place, but it's completely different because of the size of them. It's definitely the way to eat them, with the vinegar and the chicken salt. Now, these are really good chips, but I do prefer crunchier chips. I could have asked for them to fry it longer, but I didn't know how crunchy they were gonna be when they were done, but it's fine, I can live with it. For now on, every time I get some chips in Australia, I'm always gonna make sure they put enough chicken salt and make sure they add the vinegar to them. I think I'm going to have to give the chips a 7.2 out of 10. So if you guys do want to come try this place, their food is amazing. This is C7 Takeaways in Brisbane. Super, super fresh, high quality food. And I think it's a good price. You guys definitely got to leave some comments with different food that you want to see me try while I'm in Australia, or places you want to see me visit. I'll try my best to pin your comment onto the screen in that video. I'm so stuffed now. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, please make sure to leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. I've got more Australia content planned for you, videos that you're not gonna wanna miss. Once again, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Thank you for watching. Until the next one, have a good one.